Let's go to the clay courts in Paris here for a moment. A couple of surprising upsets at the French Open.
That's a big win.
First time Petrova has ever beaten Venus. And it comes in a year where Venus came to Roland Garros with the best winning percentage on tour.
That is the call from NBC number 19 seed. Nadia Petrova beat second seed Venus Williams yesterday in straight sets 6-4 to 6-3. Takeaway Sports contributor Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, that wasn't the only surprise, but it was a big one.
Yeah, if you think about the French Open, the clay court and the windy and cold conditions this year have become a great equalizer.
Oh, so you're saying, well, I mean, obviously she's not moving on to the finals, but you're saying this is that Petrova was perhaps better at playing on clay? Or
She was better in terms of playing within the conditions, and she also had a thundering serve, and she never could get – Venus could never get in a rhythm against her overpowering game. And that's – essentially they have very similar games, and Petrova was able to execute that, you know, and make it happen.
Okay, well, we also had another upset, and that was on the men's side. Number four seeded Andy Murray of Britain. He lost. Who beat him?
He lost to Thomas Berdych, I think is how you say his name, of the Czech Republic. He lost in straight sets. But the reason why he lost wasn't because he played bad tennis or because he wasn't, you know, sharp on his game. He lost because his attitude wasn't right.
Yeah, and Murray chokes. Murray, he's a choker.
And I wonder, you know, tennis is one of these games where you beat yourself or you win yourself. You have to have supreme confidence. And he was angry over, again, the windy and rainy conditions, the soggy tennis ball. You know, it was just a difficult situation, but he didn't make the best of it. He made the worst of it. He let his anger and his temper get away with him, and he lost his cool.
There have been some tennis players who've really used anger to their best advantage, though. John McEnroe is a prime example. But there is one other match that was kind of a good to look at, and that was back on the women's side, a third-round match. Two names were probably used to hearing each other play together in the quarters of the semifinals is Justin Henin and Maria Sharapova. Tied a set apiece on Saturday, and then it was postponed because it got too dark to play. And then there was the third and final set yesterday.
Okay, so there's another. It's been a very strange French Open. I think the conditions have been interesting, but also they've been pushing a lot of these matches late into the evening. So a lot of the matches have come really close.
Well, they've been hoping the weather would let up.
Correct. Yeah. So they're just pushing it and pushing it. So yesterday, I think Henin had the advantage because she was kind of on the ropes. Saturday.
So
the rest helped her. Yeah.
Correct. Yeah, yeah, I think she came back, and she's been away from tennis for 2 years. So before she left, she won three straight French Opens. So she's clearly the favorite, and she was lower seeded this year. So she's the last person that anybody wanted to play because she was a lower seed, and she's already won the French Open three times. So she had the best of Sharapova. Sharapova did not have her rhythm. She did not have her game, and Henin was just her footwork is incredible.
Okay, so we got to go. We got to leave tennis here for a second and go to baseball because people are still talking about this. Phillies' Roy Halladay pitched a perfect game this weekend. He shut out every single one of the Florida Marlins. He's only the 20th pitcher to accomplish this.
It's the first time
in the modern era that we have two in the same season because you'll remember Oakland's Dallas Braden threw a perfect game in May. This is an amazing thing.
It's amazing also for the Phillies who've outed a five out of the last eight games. They've been shut out themselves, so
they needed
a perfect game
to
bounce back from what's been
a disappointing
part of the season.
But Halladay, quite a pitcher.
Yeah.
Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, the Takeaway Sports contributor.